Welcome to the message today. We'll be sharing what God has led us to hear as we begin, if you would join me in prayer. Loving God, we just thank you and praise you for your absolute glory, the love you have for us through your Son and Holy Spirit. God, we just ask for your direction, that you would take this message and give to each one what we need to hear, and that we can understand exactly what you have for us. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's message is Spirit-Given Unity. It is the Holy Spirit which gifts people for ministry of all kinds and in the unity of the Trinity, works out of the purposes of God in this world. We understand that things come through the Holy Spirit, and they are there to serve, to do the purposes of Jesus Christ and of what God the Father has planned, and we are the recipients. Some will say that they have no spiritual gifts. In reality, in refusing to believe God has gifted us in any way, we deny the work of the Spirit in our lives. Have you ever thought of that? Because I've heard many people say, well, I don't have any gifts. Yes, we all have gifts, and the Holy Spirit is there, and He utilizes those gifts to serve God's purpose. We all have been given unique gifts, talents, abilities, experiences, and educations. They're all individually, because we are all individuals. So a particular gift that I have may be quite different than the gift you have. It's okay. They are all there for us, for the Spirit to work in us to again serve God's purpose. The question comes to mind, why would we want to hide what God meant to be a blessing and a joy for Him and others? Why would we deny those gifts, or why would we want to not utilize them? Or do we even recognize that we do that? And I'm not saying everyone all the time, but I think we've all probably second-guessed different opportunities or the use of a gift, and we don't know where it came from or what to do with it. As Christians, we are to uphold the unity of the church. Everything we do should be guided to that unifying factor of the church. We do this by following the Holy Spirit in four applications. And the first application is confessing our Lord. Now, today's text is going to come from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 13. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Those directives, those things come right out of the Bible. If we are listening to the Holy Spirit, we're not going to be negative towards Jesus or referring to Jesus be cursed. If we are talking about Jesus is the Lord, that comes from the Holy Spirit. We don't have that on our own. Paul's point is that a true believer is always in control of themselves when the Spirit speaks through them. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 32. Any spirit manifestation or appearance that robs a person of Christ-centered self-control is not of God. For indeed, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. This comes from Galatians 5, 22-23. We don't have to worry about what we say if we are following the lead of the Holy Spirit, because it will be inspired by that Holy Spirit in us. The second application is sharing one work. from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 6. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in every one. Notice the presence of the Trinity in those particular verses, the same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God. We all have different gifts, kinds of ministries, and kinds of activities. It is the same God working in all of us. Our spiritual gifts are from God. He administers these gifts and gives the energy to use them. We derive that energy from Him. There is no self-glorifying. Everything comes from God, glorifying God or glorifying Him. When we do things that are positive and we allow the Spirit to move in us, we are glorifying God. And He gets all the glory. It's not us. The third application is utilizing the one Spirit's gifts. These are from verses 7 through 11. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. These gifts are not for individual glory, but for the common good, to edify the whole church, to glorify God. When you combine these lists, along with those found in Romans 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4, you end up with about 20 gifts. These gifts are representative, not an exhaustive gift list. There are other places throughout the Bible that may have one or another, but this is just an overall view. We thank God for all the gifts that He gives, as they enhance our service of the Lord and to unite our ministries together in one body. These gifts are designed and are very beneficial in helping us unite together. The fourth application, sharing one baptism, verses 12 through 13. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit, the indwelling of the one Spirit. We are called to use the gifts we are given, not to ignore them or not to displace them, but to use them. That is how we are one in Christ, because of that one Spirit to drink, the indwelling, the taking in of the Spirit into us. The baptism by or in the Spirit includes all and incorporates all into one body of Christ without distinction. The Holy Spirit creates unity in the church. We do so by using the gifts the Spirit gives us to build up the church so that it might share in what Jesus is doing. Can you remember responding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in using one of the gifts you have been given? Can you remember that from last week. Share what God is doing in your life. Don't keep it a secret. Allow that edification to come out. Look for ways this week that the Holy Spirit is leading you in using a gift you've been given, and then prepare to share it. That's the exciting part. When we have something so positive, we want to share it. And what's more positive than the gifts of the Holy Spirit in you that are being used to glorify God? Are you excited about using the gifts given to you? Then share it. Let us be about this work together, unifying in the church. Jesus, in his love for us, gave everything. He came as a human, he lived his life, and he was sacrificed for us. And he has given us his body that was beaten and broken in the form of a communion meal. We have bread and the fruit of the vine, which represent his broken body and his blood that was spilled or poured out for us. And as we reflect on what Jesus has done for us, what he has given to us, as we prepare, as we take this opportunity to remember him as we share this meal. Loving God, as we prepare to take this communion, this Lord's Supper, I ask that you would pour out your blessings on it. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for everything he has given to us. And God, I ask that you would bless the bread and the fruit of the vine, that as we partake of it, we ingest Jesus into our bodies. Thank you, and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. If you would, take the bread and just pause for a moment and just think about everything that has gone into this sacrifice. And then take and eat. And then the cup filled with the fruit of the vine, representing his sacrificial spilling of his blood, the pouring out to cover us. Thank you, Jesus. Take and drink. What a blessing it is to be able to share, to know that Father, Son, and Spirit are totally invested in us, that love us, that care for us, that do everything possible to give us life, to give us opportunity to glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you, God. It is a blessing to share.